Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
What was the passion that drove George Whitefield? Quotes from some of his letters will give us insight as to who he was. Writing to a group of young preachers, he said, "Unless your hearts are free from worldly hopes and worldly fears, you will never speak boldly as you ought to speak." In another letter, he wrote, "I love those that thunder out the word. The Christian world is in a deep sleep. Nothing but a loud voice can awaken them out of it." The condition Whitefield described matches the modern-day Church of America for the last 100 years, asleep. Thankfully, we are now seeing signs that the church is beginning to wake up. An observer describes one of Whitefield's meetings, a town hall meeting in the colonies. "There was a great cloud of dust that arose. I could see it over the roads. In the dust, I could see horses and carriages. People bearing down to get to Whitefield's meeting, which in a small town drew a crowd of about 3,000 or 4,000. When I saw Whitefield come up on the scaffold, he looked almost angelical, a young, slender youth before some thousands of people with a bold, undaunted countenance." Now we go to Whitefield's vantage point after he delivered his message in his own words. "Look where I would. Most were drowned in tears. Some were struck, pale as death. Others were wringing their hands. Others were lying on the ground. Others sinking in the arms of their friends. And most lifting up their eyes to heaven and crying out to God."
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.